Welcome to Art Watch, an enlightening foray into the lives of working artists. Come on in, step into our studio, and listen to something unique about the artistic development of some of our friends. I'm your host, Elisha. You know, we all see the world through different lenses. Today's guest just so happens to see it through a camera lens. Please welcome photographer, art director, and author, Marla Klein. Well, Marla, welcome to Art Watch.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about yourself.
I'm a photographer and art director here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I've been a photographer for professionally for the past 9 years, and I've been an art director for about 3 years now. So I concentrate mostly on like commercial artwork and also some like fine art aspects to it, and a lot of portraiture as well. And I try to incorporate concepts into my photography so that everything like tells a story. No matter what the kind of photo shoot it is, whether it be like engagement shoots or a product or working with a model for her headshots or whatever. So I try to bring that to like every aspect of my artwork that I create.
How'd you get into photography?
Went to a fine art charter school in high school. And I got to try out like every single kind of artwork there is. I got to do like theater, I got to do visual art, pottery, writing, just do everything without any limits. I wasn't told any limits, which was really great. So I just really fell in love with photography. So I took every class I could. And from there, I went to school in Massachusetts for photography at Hallmark Institute of Photography. Graduated in 2012 and moved to Minnesota that summer in 2012 and went fully freelance 3 years ago. So now I fully support myself with my photography and art direction work.
What kind of work do you do with art direction?
I do a lot of like branding work for companies, mostly like photo art direction. So bring that storytelling element, like I said, to my photography. So I take like a small business, for example, that wants to tell like a story, like a simple message, and then bring that simple message through to like all of the content that I create. So I'll make like photos and then design something to go along with it, add typography, and just kind of carry that simple message into like every single aspect.
So I know that you are an award-winning art designer. Tell us about the accolades that you've received.
In 2019, I won first and second place in the National Addies for student submissions. I created two ad campaigns that won gold and silver. One was for Bounty paper towels, and I made an animated little short series with that was narrated by little kids. That was the silver, and then the gold award that I won was called How Many Hands? And I photographed models in my studio they're wearing nothing but hands. Sounds funny, but I had people stand behind them and wrap their hands around them in like many layers and many pictures put together into one. With their hands, so that I created like long dresses and corsets and a hat, things like that, just made out of hands. And then from there I created an ad campaign called How Many Hands, and it talks about the importance and the bringing to light the slavery industry of within the textile industry, and how textile makers work under like terrible working conditions, and they work long, hard hours in like dirty factories for little paid, no protections, etc. The photos, I did the photos and the retouching and the art direction myself, and then my friend Molly did the copywriting, and so together we won gold for the ad campaign.
So you mentioned your conceptual photography, and I've seen work of yours in the past that involves a very tall Marla on a shrunken down on a very small scale. Can you tell us more about your self-portraits?
Yeah, I love doing self-portraits. Mostly because I'm the closest model at hand a lot of the time. One self-portrait that immediately comes to mind was in 2017. I did a 365 project, so I did one photo a day for a full year. And to celebrate my 100 days into the project, and took 100 sunflower petals and arranged them. And I photographed myself like curled up in a little ball, and I put myself like on the middle of the sunflower. So like I was like the very center of it all. That's one of my favorite photos still, kind of like a rebirth for myself. So that self-portrait like means a lot to me.
Who were your first believers?
I would say my mom. She signed me up for like all kinds of art classes when I was little, as a toddler. I remember going to the YMCA and taking like a pottery class, and like my sculptures would blow up in the kiln because I like used too much clay and stuff. but she saw that in me, that I love to create.
Let's talk about your favorite moment, your highlight of this artistic journey.
My latest book, which self-promotion, but it's Metamorphosis Project, and it's my passion project that I've been working on for the past 4.5 years. And it's a black and white photo portrait series of different people's gender transitions and their journeys. And so I started in 2017 with my friend Kylie, as she transitioned male to female. And she's a really good friend of mine. So the photo series just kind of started really organically, just as two friends. And then from there, I published that series into a book, and continued to photograph more and more people as I met more people in the trans and non-binary community, and came out with a book of 6 people's transitions last year in October. I think that was like my proudest moment as an artist. So I like designed the book myself. I got a grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board to do the entire project and be able to pay everybody in the book, and to publish it and to release it to the world. I did a book release party, which was during COVID, so it was a live stream. So that was like a large production. Yeah, so I guess it was just like a moment where, like, especially like getting that grant, where so many people believed in the book, and they believed in what I said I was going to do and what it was going to look like, and then I made it happen, and that was really great.
Tell us about the third Metamorphosis Project book that you're working on.
Yeah, so spoiler alert, third book is coming out hopefully next year, possibly the following year, I'm not sure yet. But I've been photographing 6 new people since last year, since the last book came out. I'm working on getting funding for that third book, and to continue to be able to pay everybody in the books So that I want to make it equal for everybody. And from there, I'm not 100% sure where I want to take the Metamorphosis project. If I want to, I want to make some kind of like foundation where I can help people on a larger scale, whether that's like making a foundation to like pay for people's gender affirmation surgeries or help them in any way financially that I can, or create like a larger or support more people in the LGBTQ community. So I'm not sure exactly where I want to take that yet, but I want to make it something bigger and more widely spread.
What do you have coming up in the future?
I have a lot of photo work coming up right now. Right now with at this point of COVID, whatever kind of point we're reaching, I'm not sure, but with more people like getting out and interacting with each other and getting more, I guess, like commercial products coming out and models being able to be in studios and things like that, I'm able to photograph like more people. And so I've been like busy this year and this summer, especially shooting like a lot of products, a lot of like a lot of portraiture, more so this year than last year, as I get to interact with more people in person. A lot of musician portraits I've been doing a lot of like recently and coming up, so that's like, super exciting as more musicians get to, you know, perform and get to really release their albums. I get asked to do their album artwork, and that's super fun because I love working with musicians, especially. I think it's super fun to bring that visual aspect to, you know, audio aspect and kind of like marry the two. And then hopefully my third book will be coming out maybe next year. We'll see, depending on when I get funding for that. I say when, not if. That'll hopefully come out in 2022.
Marla, if people want to hire you or to see more of your work, where should they go?
If you want to check out my photo work, it's marlamakesphotos.com. And if you, my Instagram is @MarlaOlivia. And then if you want to check out more about the Metamorphosis Project, it's metamorphosisproject.photo. And I also have an Instagram through that too. It's the Metamorphosis Project.
Great. Links to Marla's work will be in the description of this show. Marla, thanks for being on Art Watch.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This is great.
And thank you for listening to Art Watch. If you enjoyed the show, please consider writing a review on Apple Podcasts, leaving a tip at leaveatip.org, or if you can, support the production with a small monthly donation. Information on this, links to Marla Klein's work, future episodes of this show, and more can be found at artwatch.us. A very special thanks to this episode's sponsor, the Freeborn County Arts Initiative. Located in the historic Bessesen Former Opera Palace in Albert Lea, Minnesota, the FCAI is an arts nonprofit that offers a wide range of programming, from visual arts to virtual open mic nights. Visit them online at www.fcai.us. This program is also made possible with generous support from the Minnesota State Arts Board, the Southeastern Minnesota Arts Council, and Freeborn Maurer Cooperative Services. Looking forward to next month's show. It's a special one. I'll see you then. Take care.